Hi, I'm Josh, and welcome to the Wild Nature Photography Podcast, the podcast that talks the art and craft of nature photography. It is the 21st of March, 2024, podcast number 94, and the topic of today's podcast is going to be wrapping up my Greenland winter dog sled expedition, which I officially wrapped up yesterday with our return flight from Constable Point on the east coast of Greenland back to Reykjavik in Iceland. This was a pretty incredible trip. This is not going to be a full trip report. I will do a full written trip report with photographs when I get back to Australia in roughly 10 days' time. I'm actually still currently in Iceland at the moment as I'm recording this podcast, but I'm heading back to Sweden very early tomorrow morning. I'll be in Sweden for a week, and then I will be heading back to Australia at the end of Easter on the Saturday, well, actually on Easter Saturday, and then getting home on the 31st of March. I'll then be in Australia for a little bit over a month before I head to Africa. So a little bit of travel coming up over the next couple of days, or certainly tomorrow anyway, and then at the end of the week again with the travel back to Australia. But anyway, let's get on to the topic of the day, which is going to be wrapping up the Greenland trip. As I said, this is not going to be a full trip report. I will do a proper trip report with photographs once I get back to Australia and I get a chance to process some photographs on my BenQ photographic monitor. As I've talked about before, I just don't like to process images on my laptop. I find the screen just isn't up to it, and I get a much better result doing it in front of my photographic display. So, and I haven't yet had the chance to bring one over to Sweden. So that's going to have to wait until I get back to Australia, but that's only a week or so away. The same actually applies for the Arctic Fox expedition I did in February. I also need to process images for that and get the full trip report up for that. So this is just going to be my thoughts on the Greenland trip. Now, this was a proper expedition. We flew from Iceland to Constable Point on the east coast of Greenland, where we met our mushers. We were using dog sleds for this expedition, not snowmobiles. There was a couple of reasons for that, why I decided to use dog sleds this year and also next year, actually. And the primary one is they are a lot more comfortable than snowmobiles. On first blush, you might think snowmobiles are actually quite easy to ride on, but they're actually extremely uncomfortable. I'm sorry. Snow, sea ice is not flat. It's actually very bumpy when it's covered in snowdrifts, and riding on the back on the snowmobile is not the most comfortable experience. Dog sleds, although they're slower, are actually a lot more comfortable. They're also a lot more quiet, which means you can approach wildlife more easily. That makes for a good experience as well. Now, in terms of wildlife, we did have a fantastic encounter with muskox on this expedition that's has resulted in some pretty amazing photographs. Also ptarmigan, and also Arctic snow hares as well. We did actually find a polar bear, but unfortunately it wasn't a photo bear, so we weren't able to get good images of that bear. And that's just the way it goes with polar bears. Sometimes you have to let them want to come to you, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But what I really wanted to talk about today in wrapping up this trip was the logistics that go behind, in this case, getting out of Greenland. So at the moment it's winter. The landscape is draped in snow and ice on the east coast of Greenland, and it's cold. Temperatures are around minus 20, minus 30, plus wind chills. So we probably had temperatures around minus 40 degrees yesterday as we were leaving Greenland. Now, our original plan was actually to leave Greenland today, so we ended up leaving one day early, and that was due to weather. So for the last couple of days, we were in the small town of Itotukutumut on the east coast, which is a very small Inuit village of about 220 people. And during those 2 days, there was a storm. So we've had blizzard, we've had strong winds, we've had near zero visibility. It's been fantastic for photographing the snow hares that live up behind the village, but it's meant that travel outside of the village itself has been impossible, and certainly any air travel was impossible. There was a break yesterday in the weather, and as a result of that, we moved up our helicopter flight from the village that was going to take us to Constable Point. And then we were hoping that we would be able to get on a plane one day earlier from Constable Point to back to Reykjavik in Iceland. Now, actually, that plan ended up going slightly sideways. What ended up happening was the weather closed in again before we could take the helicopter. And as a result of that, the helicopter was cancelled. The good news was that we had heard that there was a Twin Otter aircraft cargo plane coming into Constable Point yesterday, and that if we could get to Constable Point, we would be able to likely get seats on that plane back to Reykjavik. Now, Originally, we were scheduled to fly into Akureyri at the top of Iceland, and then we would have had to connect down to Reykjavik. A direct flight from Constable Point to Reykjavik was actually far more preferable, but we now found ourselves in a situation where we were stuck in the small Inuit village with a helicopter that couldn't fly due to zero visibility and no way to get to Constable Point in time to meet this connecting flight. So what I actually did was I rounded up some locals. I got four locals together with snowmobiles and sleds, and they agreed to actually drive us what should have been about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, from the small village of Itotukutumut to Constable Point. Now, keep in mind that this was blizzard conditions, very, very strong winds, temperatures around minus 40 degrees, near zero visibility. So this was no small undertaking to drive the roughly 60 to 70 kilometres that it is from town to Constable Point. The amazing thing is the journey actually ended up taking us about 3 hours. That's simply because visibility was so bad and driving conditions were extremely difficult. We were at most able to do about 15 to 20 kilometres an hour on the snowmobiles. That was due to a combination of very poor visibility, very deep snowdrifts on the sea ice, very rough sea ice, and of course, navigation's basically almost impossible. How these Inuit managed to navigate without GPS in zero visibility across the sea ice for 60 kilometres and make it to Constable Point is actually quite an amazing feat. Really phenomenal to have them as guides out on the sea ice. So that made for quite an exciting journey yesterday. We made it to Constable Point safely on the snowmobiles, and then we were lucky enough to make it in time to make the flight back to Reykjavik. We made it with literally 10 minutes to spare. We literally had time to get our gear off the snowmobiles, get it checked in onto the cargo plane. We were on the plane, and 3 hours later, we were actually back in Iceland, in Reykjavik, last night. So we had quite a adventure getting out of Greenland, and that's often the way it is with Arctic travel in winter. You never know what's going to happen. The weather is the deciding factor in just about all aspects of travel in the Arctic in winter, and even the best laid plans can often go astray because of weather. And that's why it's always a very good idea to allow a couple of days either side of a trip at least, just in case you are delayed by bad weather, which can often happen. And storms do come out of nowhere. You know, the clear day we had yesterday was supposed to stay clear most of the day. As I said, the weather ended up closing up very, very quickly, leaving us stranded in the small Inuit village. And it was only due to the locals that were able to take us out on snowmobile that we managed to get out. So it's always a little bit go with the flow in Arctic travel. And again, that's just how it is in winter, especially when you're traveling to remote destinations such as Greenland. A lot of people don't realize, but the east coast of Greenland has very little in the way of infrastructure. There are no hotels. The only place that you can really stay is in the village in a very small guest house. It's a self-catering guest house, so it has a kitchen, has a hot shower, has a flushing toilet, and it's actually quite a comfortable place to stay. And actually, I'd say it's actually a very comfortable place to stay after you've been out on dog sleds for a week in tents and hunting cabins. So it was a pretty amazing trip. Certainly an incredible experience for everyone who came along on that trip. I will be doing this trip again next year. I'm looking forward to that already. It's being out there on the sea ice in the Arctic in winter. It's a very hard thing to convey in a podcast or even in a photograph what it's actually like. But it is an incredible experience. And for those people who are fortunate to have that experience, I think that's something that they will keep with them forever. So that's really all I wanted to talk about today, was just to quickly wrap up Greenland. As I said, I am on a plane early tomorrow morning from Reykjavik, for Keflavik actually, to Sweden for a week before I head back to Australia. And then I will have about a month before I need to head over to Africa for both my Namibia trip and my trip to Zululand. There are actually a couple of places left on the Zululand trip. If you are interested in photographing African wildlife at eye level, both from luxury hides and from safari vehicles, including a ground level vehicle that lets us get eye level with things like cheetahs. In fact, we actually even get out of the vehicles and walk with cheetahs on that trip. It's a pretty amazing experience. If you're interested in that, just drop me a note and I can send you some information. And I'll have obviously more to say about both those trips as we get closer. The Namibia trip also has quite a bit of aerial photography planned. I'm very, very much looking forward to that. Photographing from helicopters with the doors removed is always very exciting. And that will be quite the experience as well. So I think that's it for today. We'll wrap it up there. I'm Josh. It has been the 21st of March, 2024, podcast number 94. Look forward to seeing you out in the field. Take care.